Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
It's Robert Cray bringing us back, my favorite blues man, 7 to the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. Adrienne Ott is our guest, continuing to win awards, being recognized for her excellence. I'm so proud of her. Tell me again, Adrienne, what was that new thing that you just got?
Oh, yes. It was, I was honored to be named one of the 100 most inspirational women leaders in Northern California by the Harvard Business School
Association. How about that, ladies and gentlemen? As I've said before and as I said earlier, no chopped liver here on the Small Business Advocate Show. Only the best for you guys. Adrienne, thanks again for hanging out with us. Thanks for continuing to do such good work and being recognized. I'm proud of you. Their book is called The 24-Hour Customer. 24hourcustomer.com is the website. That's 24hourcustomer.com. Adrienne, we're talking about the work you've been doing associated with that book. An adjunct to the book called Closing the Vision Gap. We've been talking about that, and you know, we've had a couple of good segments on this, but wrap it up for us. What's the last thing that we need to know about closing the vision gap?
Well, I think the thing that is really important is understanding the timographics of not only your customers but your employees. So you can
you got to tell us what timographics mean.
Oh, yeah. Timographics is a term that was originally described in my book, and it's similar to demographics. You're familiar with demographics,
of course,
right? But it helps to describe how time affects people's behavior and attention. And in today's economy, understanding people's timographics is just as important as understanding things like their demographics.
So when you say timographics, you mean the time in their life, or do you mean the time that they have today, or the time they have, or their decision making, their sales cycle? What do you mean by that?
Well, an example, I mean, I have a four quadrant model in my book, and you can actually extend this to your employees, is really thinking about how people are triaging time. How are they starting to look at an activity or a task? So in my book, I talk about how customers think about that. But as I look ahead and I'm doing my next phase of research with my team, we're starting to look at how 24-hour visionaries start to think about their time. How do executives, leaders, and CEOs start to think about their time, and how is time affecting their
And it's changing, behavior? Isn't it?
It is.
Because one of the things I've been saying, Adrienne, for a long time, and I say it a lot here on the show, and that is that one of the most important things we have to do when we contemplate our customers is realize that more and more people are valuing their time more than their money. What do you think about
that? They are.
That's one of the fundamentals that we need to keep in our mind when we're trying to serve them and be relevant to them, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. Time is not money. Time is more important than money than for most people these days.
So does that fit into your timographic definition?
It does. And I've got a couple of, you know, ways that 24-hour visionaries can start to think about how time affects not only how they make decisions and how they allocate and triage, you know, their time and attention every day, but also thinking about that in terms of their employees or their partners that they do business with. Because if you're going to close the vision gap, you need to understand the timographics of your employees. Are they going to be paying attention when you're asking them to do things?
Employee timographics. What would that look like?
Well, I actually think of it in terms of four different dimensions, and this is described a little bit more in my first book, The 24-Hour Customer. But you know, think about ways that you know, as we look ahead to the new year, you start to think about things. Are there opportunities to minimize time? So I have a colleague that talks about you should have a magic wand on your desk, and what are the things that you can just get out of your life?
Just wave out of the way. Are you also talking about being arranging schedules so that they're a little more relevant to your employees, if it doesn't hurt the company, like shift doing, you know, maybe shift work or varying times when people come to work and when they leave? Is that part of the demographic?
Well, that could be part of that as well. I mean, that also can, you know, be ways to make them more productive. And that's another way to think about that is, you know, convenience. How can you make things, you know, more convenient?
Don't be rigid about things that don't matter if it can help, if it can help people be more productive.
Oh, yeah, and studies have shown that when employees are happier, customers, you know, they treat your customers
more engaged,
you know.
No question about it. I need the website one more time, Adrienne.
24hourcustomer.com.
24hourcustomer.com. Adrienne, well done today. Good job. Come back soon.
Thank you, Jim.
And congratulations on the new honor. I'm really proud of you. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.